Welcome to this week's edition of the High Grow Garden Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors: Bloomer and Russell, PA, Heavy 16 Artisan Nutrients, Coast of Maine Organic Soils and Compost, Hydro Farm Horticultural Supplies, Web Insulation and Construction, and High Grow Organics, 355 North Street and 14 Bog Road in Caribou. And now, here's Captain Bill.
Good afternoon, intrepid gardeners and music aficionados. Welcome to the High Grow Garden Show. I'm joined once again by my lovely and talented co-host, Rachel.
Good afternoon, everyone. And how y'all doing? I might have been in the South for the past week, so y'all is kind of stuck in my head.
Right on. Did you have a good vacation?
I certainly did. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad you did. Got a nice suntan.
Thanks.
Well, the weather in the past week here sure did come around, finally. And with it came our old pals, the black flies and mosquitoes.
Oh, yes, Bill. They are definitely here with a vengeance. We were at camp over the weekend, and when the breeze dropped off, the flies would swarm us. Yes, the black flies are definitely here.
Same here. I was trying to get the old flower beds at camp up to snuff, and they chewed me to bits. And speaking of flower beds, one of the things I was planting around the camp and in pots were some of the flowers that naturally repel these flying party crashers. A couple of weeks ago, we did a show on these easy-to-grow plants, but I'm going to refresh your memories, because the season is upon us and the flies are here. There's 11 different plants that will repel black flies and mosquitoes, and the list is as follows. Citronella, lemon balm, catnip, marigolds, basil, lavender, peppermint, garlic, pennyroyal, rosemary, and geraniums. Again, you can plant these easy-to-grow plants under your windows outside to help keep the black flies and mosquitoes out of your home, or you can plant them in containers and move them around your deck, yard, or patio, wherever you happen to be trying to hang out. And they are unbelievably effective. Easy to grow and available at High Grow Organics up on the North Road.
Oh, no, Bill, on North Street.
I'm sorry, I'm old school. It'll all forever be the North Road to me. But I know the official name is North Street.
So stop up and pick up some of these easy-to-grow mosquito and black fly-repelling plants. You won't regret it.
You won't.
If you are going to plant them in containers, we definitely have plenty of containers and the soil to go in those containers. We have soil from Coast of Maine, Roots Organics, Aurora, Fox Farms, and more. All of our soils are on sale, too, so definitely check it out.
Cheapest dirt in town. Going to pause for a little gardening tune now. This is Lucas Nelson and the Promise of the Real. Of course, Lucas is the son of the Wild Willie Nelson and is a great performer on his own right. He has backed his father's band, Neil Young's band, on the Monsanto Years Tour. Yeah, I know. There's Monsanto again. Anywho, Lucas is a very talented feller in his own right. We've played him on the show before, but here he is once again with Something Real.
For me, give me something real, baby. Everybody, and I really started leaving it in. see you getting mad. I want to feel like you're trying for me. Give me something real. Give me something real, babe. I'm begging you to give me something real, babe. I'm begging you to give me something real, babe. I'm begging you to give me something real, babe. I'm begging you to give me something real, babe. Getting mad. I wanna feel like you're crying for me. Give me something real.
Lucas Nelson and The Real with Something Real. He doesn't sound like his papa on this song, but if you listen to some of his other songs, he can sound remarkably like his dad, Willie. Now, let's get back to the bugs. Before the song break, we told you all about the plants we have to help with black fly and mosquito control. Now we will try to fill you in on other products and plants that will help keep your gardens pest-free. One of the pests we see often around here is the Japanese beetle. The Japanese beetle is not native to our shores, so it has no natural predators. It particularly is fond of roses. Here is a cure that is so simple you will not believe that it works. Get yourself some red cedar, bark and all. Cut it into pieces small enough to fit in a small 5-gallon pail. Boil a couple gallons of water and pour it into the bucket with the cedar pieces and let it sit for about 24 hours and make a tea.
Cedar tea.
Cedar tea. And after, pour the water into a sprayer and spray your plants and the beetles will depart your garden just like that.
I should mention that you should probably strain the tea that comes out of your cedar so you don't get particles and plug up your Hudson sprayer. Anyway, it is so simple and very effective. Another beetle that we see more frequently here is the red lily beetle. Red lily beetles will completely wipe out your lilies in a matter of days if not properly treated. Some of the effective ways of ridding your lilies of these buggers is a mix of 10% household ammonia, mix it with water, put it in your sprayer, and spray it on your lilies. Another effective preventative and cure is neem oil. Neem oil is a very effective, totally organic product that should be in every gardener's shed. And Promethean, an effective, very effective, but totally not organic. You can find everything but Promethean up at Hygro, and I don't sell red cedar either. But you can buy neem oil. I don't sell ammonia either, but you can buy neem oil, and you should have neem oil. I'm going to talk about neem for just a second. Neem is the oil that is squished out of the seeds of the neem tree. It is a natural organic product that will repel many, many, many common and not-so-common garden pests. When you get it as a concentrate, it's about the consistency of motor oil, but when mixed with water, it will be very effective in controlling and eliminating nearly all of your garden pests. If you're not familiar with the product, you should take a moment and introduce yourself. If you apply by hand sprayer, you should do so. You should apply neem oil every 5 to 7 days faithfully. It's not super expensive. It will greatly lessen your chances of getting garden pests. And again, It's 100% organic and very, very effective. You can buy neem right up at the store there in the shelves at High Grow Organics.
Back to our garden pests and how to get rid of them. We all have to be vigilant with aphids or plant lice. They can decimate your crops very quickly by sucking the sap from them and spreading diseases.
Sucking the sap.
If you take some basic precautions, your garden can remain aphid-free all through the growing season. One of the best and most effective ways to keep aphids away is with the previously mentioned neem oil. As earlier stated, neem is 100% organic and very, very effective in repelling many insects, including aphids. If you would like to rev up your neem spray, mix it with some diluted garlic, molasses, and ginger oils. Smells great and very effective. You may also want to plant companion plants that are known to be offensive to aphids.
You don't want your plants to be lonely.
No, but I want them to be offensive to some. To aphids such as chives, mint, garlic, and petunias. Planting companion plants is a very effective way to rid your garden flower of one unwanted guest.
You can also use the chives to cook, garlic to cook, all those. You can use it all twice. It's not like you're just planting them for the sake of planting them. You can use them for other purposes.
I love multi-purpose things.
Me too.
Although we do not stalk ladybugs, ladybugs love aphids. Ladybugs are not at the store, but they can get rid of them very, very quickly. You can order them, however. They're easy to keep in your garden as well.
Get them overnight if you want to order them. You can order any amount of them you want, and order today. They show up tomorrow, unless it's a weekend or holiday.
You make a little house for them out of something transparent and place white raisins on a moist sponge, and they will return to house every night. Who thunk it?
Well, that's why you listen to the High Grow Garden Show to get these helpful, handy tips.
Absolutely.
Okay, so now we're going to move on to another scourge of the garden, which are slugs and snails. They're a real problem here in the Northeast. After quite a bit of research, I've come up with some super easy home remedies that are very, very effective in repelling slugs and snails. They are so simple and so effective. Most of them are very good for your garden as well. First, there are beer traps. Almost everybody knows about beer traps. Pour some beer into a shallow dish or pan. The slugs love the beer. And, you know, as an added extra benefit, you can also do the one can for the slugs, one can for me deal. You know, it works out pretty good. And I'm pretty sure if you go see Ken over at the Thirsty Dog, he could hook you up with some, high horsepower, high-end beer for you and something, you know, a little lower end for the slugs. Another very simple way to free or rid your garden of slugs is to crush eggshells. Sprinkle the eggshells around the base of your plants. You have to crush them up pretty fine. Put them in a bag or something. Use a rolling pin, but crunch them up, pretty fine, then sprinkle around the base of your plants. The very, eggshells, when you crush them and break them, they have very sharp edges. Well, the little snails and slugs, that hurts their slimy little underbellies, and they will not crawl across it. There's also diatomaceous earth. I may not have pronounced that correctly. But anyway, diatomaceous earth is a very finely ground rock, also with sharp edges. It'll also carve up the slug's undercarriage, and they just don't want to crawl across it. The downside is it has to be completely dry to be effective. So if you get a heavy dew or all of that, no good. But if you're getting slugs on your patio, on your deck, all of that, reapply as necessary. Another thing, if you have access to seaweed, slugs will not cross seaweed. They do not like the salt content of it. If you don't have access to seaweed, which very few of us do up here in good old Aroostook County, a seaweed-based compost is very effective as well. We sell seaweed-based compost at the store by Coast of Maine. Additionally, we have liquid seaweed concentrates that would work as well. A bonus to these slug repellents that I've aforementioned, except for the diatomaceous earth, they're all very, very good for your garden as they decompose. The eggshells, of course, will add calcium. Seaweed adds tons of other beneficial elements to the soil in your garden.
We have many 100% certified organic products right at the store to help you fend off garden pests. They are safe for you and your pets and are very effective. Stop in and check them out. I think it might be time for another song. This one is from Stockton Springs-born Chris Isaac. He is best known for his song, Wicked Game. His songs typically revolve around love, love lost, and heartbreak. Real tear-jerkers.
Tear-jerkers, not tear-jerkers.
Tear-jerkers.
They make you want to cry.
Aww. He plays a one-of-a-kind Gibson guitar. Here he is, ripping it out on his guitar with Miss Pearl. You all loved listening to that Gibson guitar. That was
one of a kind Gibson guitar.
One of a kind. That was Chris Isaac with Miss Pearl.
So we've been losing a lot of our legends lately, and last week we lost another one. Guy Clark passed away at 76 years old. Guy used to do the intro for the Garden Show, Homegrown Tomatoes. Guy Clark was born November 6, 1941, in Monahans, Texas. Little known fact. Guy also made a bunch of stringed instruments, repaired stringed instruments, and was often seen playing his own guitars that he made himself. He recorded for RCA, Warner, Sugar Hill Records, Sugar Hill, Elektra, and Dual Tone. He wrote dozens of songs you would know. Artists that sang his songs are Jerry Jeff Walker, Jimmy Buffett, Lyle Lovett, Ricky Skaggs, Steve Warner, Rodney Crowell. Rodney and he co-wrote a lot of songs, too. He also won the 2014 Grammy Award for the Best Folk Album, My Favorite Picture of You, which was essentially about his wife who predeceased him. A couple of really famous songs that you would know almost instantly if you listen to any kind of country or Americana is L.A. Freeway, Chris Christopherson did that. I mean, dozens of people did that song. And, of course, Desperado's Waiting for a Train, another great song that he did with the Highwaymen, number one hit. The New York Times has described him, along with many other people, as a king of the Texas troubadours. He was just a great, great, great guy. Some of the songs that you know, you might not know Guy personally, but here's some of the hits, number one hits, by the way, and who they were performed by. Ricky Skaggs, Heartbroke. Number one, Vince Gill, Oklahoma Borderline. The Highwaymen, Desperado's Waiting on a Train. Steve Warner, Baby, I'm Yours. Asleep at the Wheel. Yeah, Asleep at the Wheel. Blowing Like a Bandit. Co-written with Rodney Crowell, he did Crazy for Leaving. That's been done by a bunch of people. Brad Paisley and Alan Jackson had a number one hit with Out in the Parking Lot. On and on it goes. We are so going to miss Guy Clark. We're going to close the show out with one of his great songs. This is the late, great Guy Clark teamed up with Karen Matheson singing a song he wrote he claims about nothing, but I think he's lying. Here's Guy and Karen with Dublin Blues.
Well, I wished I was in Austin. In the chilly parlor bar, drinking Mad Dog margaritas and not caring where you are. Here I sit in Dublin, just rolling cigarettes, holding back and choking back the shakes with every breath. So forgive me all my anger, forgive me all my faults. There's no need to forgive me for thinking what I thought. I loved you from the get-go, and I'll love you till I die. I loved you on the Spanish steps the day you said goodbye. Now I am just a poor boy, works my middle name. If money was a reason, well, I would not be the same. I'll stand up and be counted. I'll face up to the truth. I'll walk away from trouble, but I can't walk away from you. So forgive me all my anger, forgive me all my faults. There's no need to forgive me for thinking what I thought. I loved you from the get-go, and I'll love you till I die. I loved you on the Spanish steps the day you said goodbye.
To the High Grow Garden Show. If you have questions or comments for Bill, please send them to gardenshow@whoufm.com or visit us on Facebook. You can always stop by the store at 355 North Street and ask my dad in person.